Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
Well, Tom was sharing with us the other day on how to spot a fake friend. And there's a lot of examples, and there must be a lot of fake friends out there.
Yeah, if you have to blow her up. She's fake.
Okay.
That's funny.
So I got some tips on how to make friends. After you follow some of these tips, you're going to be a friend magnet. I mean, you're going to have friends all over you. So one thing is, they say.
That silence was us not believing him.
Okay. Why?
Because we just don't trust that you have this.
This is not from me.
This list of magic tricks to make friends.
It's not magic tricks. This is honest experiences and how people say you're going to leave somebody wanting to be around you.
Be fun. Be genuine. Don't be fake.
Genuine is one of them. They say give honest, sincere appreciation.
Yeah.
Don't fake it.
No.
Well, I think one of the easiest ways to be seen as friendly or making friends is the easiest way is just ask somebody about themselves.
That's what they say too. Talk in terms of the other person's interests, and also I've got to jump down now, so give me a second.
Well, the key here is showing interest.
They say become genuinely interested in the other person that you're talking to. Not just fake that either, like, you know, asking.
Yeah, but we all know that sometimes you got to fake it to make it. I mean, if they're really talking about something that you absolutely do not care about, you're just like, okay, let's
your
just
eyes
hang on
glaze
for a
over.
Maybe you're like looking at the watch or like, oh, wait, did I hear some? Is somebody back there? Did somebody call my name?
But if you mention, like, if they mention anything, you can always say, like, tell me more. Or, you know, even if you repeat certain things that people say about their job or whatever, they say they will continue talking about themselves. So that's a way to make a friend, is let them talk about themselves.
Why do you want to be friend with someone that you got to fake all this stuff with?
I agree.
You're not faking. It's like you have a genuine interest in. Don't you have a genuine interest in other people?
In their job?
Well, see, I'm going to be genuine and say, you know, that's boring.
Okay.
Do you want to get a drink?
That leads to. That's honest, though.
I'm honest.
Don't criticize, condemn, or complain when you're around the person, because that's just a big turnoff.
Yeah. What's left to talk about?
But a negative attitude.
I know.
I don't want to be around anybody like that.
You
that sounded kind of negative
off.
Right there.
No, that's okay.
I got a choice.
All right. We all know smile is always good when you're talking to that person. And then make the other person feel important and do it sincerely. So all these keywords are being sincere.
Which is a load of crap, because you can't always be sincere. When they tell you their job is to, I don't know, clean out the back of a truck after it comes back in from the warehouse, how can you be sincerely interested in that?
It depends on what kind. I mean, if you're a clean freak, then yeah, I want to hear more about that. But you got to fake it for a little bit to find out if you really want this person to be your friend. So you have to do something in the beginning. If this whole thing is about how to make friends,
yeah,
I would think that you would have to fake it in the beginning.
Well, you can't fake everything. I mean, don't you find other people interesting, even if it's not something that you find interesting, maybe?
If we're talking about long-term friendships, you have to fake it in the beginning to find out if it's going to be a genuine friendship.
We're not talking about best friends here. We're just talking about friends.
Like, just, you know, acquaintances?
I guess. I know. These are friends. All right. Say, be a good listener.
Yes, because my friends know they can, if they need to vent about their job, even though I don't know what their job is or it's boring or whatever, I will sit and listen. I will let you vent to me, and I don't offer advice.
Well, this is the number one thing they say that can really get their attention. Remember that a person's name to that person is the sweetest, most important sound in any language. So if you remember their name, and you might even mention their name in the conversation, they love hearing their name.
That's why I don't have any friends.
Because you can't remember
names?
I
can't remember anyone's name.
I'm so bad about that.
I know. Or what I love to do is to, if I know somebody, like you're from Greenville, I'll be like, hey, Greenville, what's up? Or something like that.
No. Okay. No. So you would say, like, hey, Greenville, what's up?
If I can't remember somebody's name, or if they're from Canada, I'll be like, hey, Canada.
That might work if they're from Canada, but if you're in a room full of people from Greenville, that's going to be confusing.
I just go, hey, you?
Yeah.
Give me a hug.
And yesterday, I ran into some people I've met once before, and I could not remember their names. I'm like, I'm so sorry. You're going to have to tell me your name again.
But that's what I'm saying. You need to be more intentional with remembering people's names.
I try.
Listen, and I'm guilty of that, too. Yeah.
Kato, you just need to listen. I recently had a head injury. And I am so sorry, but your names got knocked out of my head. Then that'll give something to talk about, too, while you make up the story about your head injury.
Well, I'm going to lie.
What?
I'm just going to say I'm dumb.
That's not dumb. That just means you don't care that much to keep their name in your brain.
But I do. I remember it now.
Do you?
Yes.
Okay. How long you think you remember
Tyler
it?
Todd.
If you're listening right now, it's like, okay, he forgot my name, and he just called himself out.
Well, I told him. I told Tyler's wife, I said, and of course I forgot. I think it's Paige. I had Fireball.
Oh, gosh.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
I've got some neat ideas that you may be able to use, life hacks of a sort, that came from people who've made up weird rules for themselves, and they still follow those rules today.
Okay.
A great example is the first one off the bat here. If you need to retie one shoelace, you need to retie the other one so you don't end up with one shoe that feels too tight and one shoe that feels too loose.
Yes.
I never thought of that before. I just retie the one that's loose, and I never thought about, oh, now my feet are uneven.
I do that.
So you do that one.
Yes.
Okay. I'm okay, I guess. I don't have a fine-tuned enough system to notice that one's looser than the other.
And if I don't retie the other one, I'll retie that same one to make it looser to fit the feel of the other one.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's probably easier just to retie them both then.
Yes, exactly. But they can't be too tight.
One person said, each armpit gets the same number of deodorant swipes. If I do 6 swipes on my left pit, then I do 6 swipes on my right pit.
Yep.
I think that's just being OCD.
Okay, but I do that.
I do too.
Yeah, and I'm not OCD, but I'd like to have an equality.
I do like equality, but I think my right armpit sweats more than my left armpit, so I always do a little bit more on the right.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
All right. When you meet someone, you don't swear in front of them until they swear in front of you.
Yes.
That's actually clever. I try not to swear in front of people at all, but I sometimes fail miserably. So I hadn't considered the possibility of waiting to see if they swear.
I mostly don't swear in front of somebody I've met. Just my close friends.
Yeah, and if I do, I apologize.
Yeah.
Like, I'm so sorry.
Same thing applies with passing gas, too.
I don't do either in front of friends or...
Okay.
All right, this is one I've heard before. If you wake up in the middle of the night, don't look at the clock, because if you know what time it is, you'll get anxious and you won't fall back asleep.
That is true. Because I learned that and I tried it and it works.
For me, I would be super anxious wondering what time it was. Oh my gosh, do I only have 5 minutes? Do I have an hour? I would just stress out not knowing.
And there's nothing like knowing the time and you see 2 hours left on and like, oh, I got 2 more hours to sleep.
Yeah, it's a good feeling.
But then you got that, oh, It's time to get up now.
Yeah, I got 11 minutes.
Yeah, I'll just sit here and not do anything with my eyes staring at the ceiling.
All right, this is a clever life hack. If you're eating, save a bite of your favorite thing for last. So maybe you got a steak dinner. Don't eat the whole steak and then move on to the other stuff. Leave yourself one good bite of that steak to close out the dinner with.
Yep, I will always close out with whatever tastes best on my plate.
Yeah. I have a buddy that does right the opposite. He eats what he doesn't like first. I'm like, why do you do that? It doesn't even make sense.
It does make sense because then he has the memory of the stuff he liked the most.
I know, but he doesn't finish eating the stuff he likes best at the end.
He's That's like, whack.
Oh. Yeah. I'm like, golly.
We can find your friends.
I know.
Okay. Never use a fake excuse like, oh, I can't go because my grandma's sick. Here's why. If she does get sick, you're going to blame yourself and think it was karma. Oh, I can't go. My grandma passed away.
Well, then
wait till she dies, and then you're going to feel like it was your fault.
But who does that? Who lies that makes up something like that just to get out of a party or something?
Most people.
I found it's easier to lie.
Really?
Yes, because one time a friend asked me to do something. I'm like, no, I don't want to.
You can
They're
just...
like, why? I'm like, I just don't want to. I don't want to do that. And it would have been better if I'd have said my grandma's sick.
Oh, wow. I think it's just dead. Best to be straightforward.
Oh, you can say her condition hasn't changed. All right, this is a nice one. Someone said if they find a penny on the ground, but it's not heads up, they turn it heads up so the next person can have good luck.
Oh.
Now, does that work?
No, because the penny's in my pocket. If I see a penny on the ground, I'm taking it.
Not tails up.
Yeah.
That's why you have
penny
bad luck.
Penny is a penny.
That's why you sweat on one side more than the other.
You know what? Watch out, because Tom throws pennies in here for me to pick them up.
I just like to watch someone waste their time picking up a penny.
I'm like a peasant. He's just flinging these pennies, and sometimes a nickel, and I'll be over there picking it up, and he's just laughing.
Oh, a nickel.
Yes. Yeah. Well,
it's not worth your time to pick up a penny. They're worthless.
I got a desk of pennies. I've been picking them up, too. When you don't,
what do you do with that now?
I'm going to roll them up. I have a dollar.
Yeah.
I doubt it.
Do you know how long it takes to count pennies? It is so annoying. And there's only 50 pennies that go in a roll.
And then the Coinstar places rip you off because it's like 11% of whatever you put in that Coinstar machine.
You can pay me to roll them. I'll roll coins.
I'll roll anything.
Oh, I heard. Wow. And finally, they say you can't brag about a random act of kindness. If you tell someone your good deed, it cancels the good karma.
I agree.
That stinks. That tells you something. Those people that like donate to a university and they want the building named after them, they wasted $25 million.
But their kid got in that college.
Well, that part wasn't wasted. But gosh, for $25 million, you could get your kid into college for cheaper than that.
Yeah, but look at the celebrities. Like, oh, so-and-so donated $1 million to this fund. I'm like, okay, they just want recognition.
You know what's interesting is I've read about some celebrities that kept that stuff hidden.
Yes.
Like Prince was one who did a lot of stuff for kids.
I just saw that.
Yeah, and he didn't tell anybody.
Yeah.
But someone narked on him after he passed away.
Yeah.
The same with Keanu Reeves.
Yeah, Keanu is one who supposedly does a lot of that stuff.
Yep.
But I don't know if we're ruining their karma right now.
Well, no, because somebody else posted about it. I see all the stuff on Facebook.
So what you do is you tell someone you know has got a big mouth.
There you go.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, everybody wants a special name for their baby, but has this family in Alabama gone too far? There's a mom claims that the hospital would not put her chosen name for her on her birth certificate of her baby that she just had, and that she'd have to go to court to settle this issue. We picked out a unique name that means a lot to us. I'll try to say it, and then I'll spell it for you. Zerfgolzi. Zerfgolzi. Or Galzi. XFRGOLSZZZXY is what she wanted to put on the birth certificate.
They should take the baby from her. She's not a good mom.
Yeah, I mean, you get some pretty weird names out there, but when you have that many consonants and not enough vowels, there's a problem.
Sounds like a new pharmaceutical drug.
Zerfgolzi.
The Z's and the X's and the Y's.
Yeah, you see the people like mountain biking and running through and doing all the fun stuff where there's, what are those things, the Sea-Doos and all.
Have you tried Zerfgolzi?
Ask your doctor if Zerfgolzi may be right for you.
Okay, she said, I know it's different. That's the whole point. However, hospital worker claimed that names with X followed by a consonant are not allowed on birth certificates, I guess, in the state of Alabama. Now, I don't know. I've not done my research here in South Carolina. But the mom did not receive a lot of support with her comments online about this as well.
Because she's an idiot.
Well, you know.
I mean, you're in Alabama. It's Leroy or Bubba.
And one of the people... One of the people said if it was up to the baby, you know, once the baby turns of age, she would immediately go to change her name. So,
yeah, I believe in a lot of freedom for parents.
Yeah.
But, I mean, what is your problem, really? I bet it's as hard to spell and pronounce as that name.
It's true. They do have requirements. Many states have restrictions on what names are allowed. And if they think that the child is going to get harassed when they get older because of their name, parents won't be allowed to name their kid that, or offensive or a swear word.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah. So her, yes, I wonder what her middle name is. Is it like, you know, Connie? Zerfgolzi, Connie, whatever, you know. You think about, and I think it's always good to practice baby names, like if they are in trouble, before you name your baby, because you're going to be saying that a lot and using their middle name, their full name, because they're going to get in trouble, and you're going to have to go, Zerfgolzi? I mean, that's going to be a long word to say, and even write. You know what? Think about that, parents, when you're naming your kid, because they got to write that name on whatever, their homework or whatever, or spell it out on, you know, to somebody for the rest of their life. Now, that's not that's a weird name, but they say in recent years, parents are getting weirder with baby names. Here's just a few. See what you think. Minnow was mentioned.
I mean, that's not
bad. That's a cute name.
Banksy.
Banksy is named after that artist.
Yeah.
Sparkle is one that's been
It's awesome. Not bad.
Mm-mm. Chai after the tea.
Yeah.
Bethlehem.
Oh, that's pretty. That's sweet.
Now, this is girl names, just to let you know. It's not for the guy names. Menorah, which I think is, you know, I can kind of see that
is
one.
Is that
I guess.
The Jewish thing?
Yeah, yeah. Canary.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then for the guys, some of the weirder names that they have seen lately. Cotton, Dragon, Forbes, Chaos, Rooster. So.
Rooster's not the best, but the rest of those weren't bad.
Really?
They're not bad.
Rooster could be a nickname, but it shouldn't be your name.
Right. But Chaos? Like, you gonna name your kid Chaos?
The Cotton one. I wonder if the middle name is I, Joe.
Cotton Eye Joe.
Cotton Eye Joe.
Cotton Eye Joe. I'd have been married a long time ago.
Yes.
So, I was thinking candy.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I was at the fair, so I've been thinking cotton candy.
Oh, okay. All right. I went to, for some reason, Snickers bar. I'm like, when you said candy, that'd be kind of weird. But Zerfgolzi is not allowed in Alabama. And if you think you're going to be the first person to name your kid Zerfgolzi, You're wrong.
I wonder if it's legal or possible for a child to sue his parents when he gets older.
Should be allowed, right?
Should be allowed.
But only if the name is really weird.
Right.
Because, like, you shouldn't be allowed to sue your parents just because you didn't like the name. It has to have been like an effort to be annoying.
I didn't like my real name growing up. I don't know why I did not.
Well, yours is normal, though.
Now, but, you know, when I was growing up, I'd go to Myrtle Beach. I couldn't find a license plate with my name on it or keychain.
With Anthony on it?
Anthony, because it wasn't there.
Your name is Anthony?
It is now. It's my secret name.
Well, imagine trying to find Zergolski or whatever. Zergolski.
You better have it made.
Yeah. That is kind of a bummer. If you do have one of those names that's not like on the mug or on the magnet at the vacation places.
You know what? And that's a way to name your child.
Yeah.
Go in there, flip through the Myrtle Beach, flip through the keychains and the kids' stuff with names on it, and find one out of that.
And if your name ain't on there, then go back to the drawing board.
Exactly. Exactly.
There you go.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
Funny conversation on the internet about movies. Now, we've all seen movies where there's something unrealistic, and sometimes you give them a break, and you're like, okay, that's necessary for the movie.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of stuff that we may not even notice until someone points it out to you.
All right.
They actually talked about some of the things that are ridiculous in movies, and we just let it go. For example, when someone falls and catches the edge and hangs on by just their fingers.
Yeah.
That never happens in real life. No. Your fingers would tear and you would go off flying into the... But yet Tom Cruise somehow manages to hang on to that ledge.
That's the first person I thought of.
Yeah.
Tom Cruise.
Now, to be fair to him, he actually does his own stunts, but he still has, like, cables and stuff attached to him when he does it.
Right.
Yeah, but, I mean, you can't fall off that building and think that gravity is going to, you know, if you just... Even if you use your whole hand... Even if your knee was like on half of a ledge, I don't know if it would do it with that much, you know, speed.
All right. You ever seen a movie when they're climbing through the air ducts where the vents blow? Uh-huh. Yeah. They do it. It's spotless in there. There's no dust.
Right.
There's no screws sticking out into there.
Uh-huh. Again, Tom Cruise, Mission Impossible.
And they do it quietly. It doesn't make that noise like the aluminum going bang, 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 bang.
Well, what if the air conditioner's on too and it's just blowing that air right through and, you know, your hair is going everywhere? Now, that would be a funny movie scene.
All right. We can almost change this to things Tom Cruise has done in movies that are unrealistic. Getting pistol whipped, knocked unconscious, waking up later and functioning normally as if nothing happened. No concussion, no huge bruise, just maybe a little one of those little butterfly stitch things on their cheek.
Yeah.
And they're fine again. Mm-hmm. Another thing that you see is like whenever the hero gets attacked by a dozen guys using fist, feet, metal bars, and they end up with almost nothing harmed on them. But also, everyone attacks them one at a time.
Yeah.
Like, they take their turns attacking instead of all going after them at once.
Yeah.
Like, thank goodness.
Right. Because it'd be a dog pile. Like, there's no way they could get up.
And you wait for one of them just to pull a gun.
Yeah.
Bam. You're done.
The general lack of tiredness. No one seems to ever be tired in most of these action movies.
You know, I learned something about that years ago about horses, because you see all these Western movies and the horse never gets tired and they run them like crazy. But a horse gets tired after a little while. And like if the bad, you know, if the bad or the good, anyway, if you're being chased by a horse, it's like, you know, the guy's like pulling over to the side, you're going to let my horse rest, time out.
All right, waking up fresh, styled, and mostly in a good mood. That happens in movies all the time, but it doesn't happen in real life. We wake up with our hair sticking every which way, grumpy, haven't even had a chance to get anything done, which brings me to another one, which is brushing teeth without toothpaste. Unless it's a comedy, you never see anyone brush their teeth and there's like suds everywhere off of their mouth.
Thank you. Because when I brush my teeth, I have the toothpaste running down my arm.
Yeah.
It's like I'm foaming at the mouth. You never see that. Plus, they spit. They never rinse out. They just spit and put their toothbrush up and walk back to the bedroom.
That's like the way they hang up on phones, too. They don't say goodbye or they don't go, okay, see you later. Okay, you too. Bye.
So fake.
It's just like, all right, I will see you there in 30 minutes. Click, and they're done.
Never like, oh, and I forgot to tell them this, so I'm going to go ahead and call them back.
Okay. This one's fun whenever they see the hacker on the computer, and they go, type 300 words for a minute, and then 5 seconds later, like, I'm in.
Yeah.
That's not how hacking works, not even slightly.
How does it work? Because I'm kind of curious.
It takes a lot longer than that. Okay. No one ever has to look for parking in movies. There's always a spot available.
Right there in the front.
People stopping by to have breakfast at a friend's apartment before work. Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
That never happens in real life.
I can't remember any friends coming over, you know. Well, of course, I do work in the mornings, but, you know, just saying.
They could be there now.
Yeah.
In movies, you ever notice how they order a meal, eat just a bite, and then they leave the whole thing because they're in a hurry to go somewhere?
Yeah.
That doesn't happen. You'd be like, well, let's finish this meal first, or and then we'll go.
Going back to the breakfast at the house, it's like, you know, the husband comes down, it's like, you know, has one bite of toast after she's prepared all that all morning long.
Oh, yeah.
And she ain't going to yell at him going, and you go, I got to run, I'm late for work. And just takes a piece of toast.
Yep.
Come on, that ain't realistic. She's going to yell at him going, you're going to sit down and eat these eggs I prepared for you.
And then the classic, this is the one that's probably the most obvious of all. You'll see it on all those CSI shows. Zoom in, enhance, zoom in, enhance more. And suddenly the license plate is readable.
Yes.
I mean, we've all zoomed in on photos on our computers and we know that doesn't really work.
Yeah.
But it works on TV in the movies.
I don't get it.
But I do understand part of it, like the parking space. No one wants to watch in a movie an extra 3 minutes of them searching for a parking space. No one wants to see them spitting out their toothpaste and all these things. It's all to save time and get to the story, I guess. And we just accept it.
And there's a movie where a man flies. Superman?
Yeah.
And I'm like, that's not real.
You noticed that, did you?
Okay. Okay. I don't even know what to say. Yeah.
I feel dumber, though. A little bit dumber.
Okay.
Okay, well, there you go. Watch for it next time. Or if you've got one that we didn't think of, text us at 800-386-0937, and we'll try to include it in our list.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.